The English director Michael Apted has spent his career making all kinds of films, from prestigious star vehicles like Coal Miner's Daughter and Gorillas in the Mist, to low-rent comedies like Critical Condition and Spies Like Us, to the acclaimed 7-Up series of British documentaries. His new movie is the thriller Blink. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Among connoisseurs of the thriller, the 1967 movie Wait Until Dark holds a special place, not because it's particularly subtle or literate, just because it's so scary. And what makes it scary, of course, is the beautiful heroine. Not only is she delicate and vulnerable because she's played by Audrey Hepburn, she's also blind, which gives her an extra layer of defenselessness. The idea behind Blink is a clever variation on that theme. This movie's heroine, Emma, played by Madeleine Stowe, has been blind since she was 8 years old. But instead of being a fragile blossom, she's downright ferocious. Emma's a lusty, hard-drinking violin player in a Chicago Irish bar band. She's been around, and she's learned how to handle herself. Now, unexpectedly, her doctor calls. He's found a cornea donor for her, and he can restore her sight, which he does, but with one or two glitches. For one thing, everything she sees is distorted and unreliable. And for another, she suffers from a so-called perceptual delay. Sometimes her brain won't process what her eyes are taking in for several hours, which means that she'll suddenly find herself seeing something or somebody who isn't there now but was the day before. All of which gets a lot spookier when she hears a woman being murdered in the apartment above hers, and the next morning her brain registers the face of the killer, whom she didn't realize she'd seen escape. When she tells her story to the detective played by Aidan Quinn, all he and his fellow officers can do is sip a cup of Joe and smirk.
Well, let me get this straight. I'm a little bit confused here. You heard some suspicious noises upstairs, and you hear this guy coming down the stairs. You look out, and you spoke to him. That was last night, but you didn't see it till this morning?
That's right, yeah.
So what is that? I mean, your eyes are driving the train, and your brain's the caboose that hasn't caught up yet?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
So your eyes are having a delayed reaction to reality?
I don't know how to explain this. It's something that happens with some people who've had this kind of surgery, but we're a little off track. I came here to tell you that I think something's really gone wrong.
Oh, okay, it's all right. Okay.
Thank you.
How long were you blind?
Are there any cops around here who work, or do you all just sit around and drink coffee?
Naturally, Stowe and Quinn are scheduled to fall in love, but first we expect some heavy jolts, and unfortunately, they never come. Apted and his special effects people create spooky, Francis Bacon-like effects to show the way the world looks to our poor heroine. But once the perceptual delay device is established, Apted doesn't know what to do with it. And the screenplay fritters away the goodwill it's built up by concentrating on Stowe and Quinn's lovers' spats instead of on developing the premise. Still, Aidan Quinn proves once again that he can be very affable, if not very intense, company for 2 hours, and Madeleine Stowe does more than that. She's been growing with every picture she's been in. And if you remember how flat she was in movies like Stakeout and Unlawful Entry, it's amazing to watch the fire and insinuation she can pack into a trashy role like this one. Maybe it's time for her to be a little more selective about the parts she takes on. The next really good one is going to make her a major star.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.